What difference have we makes? Last week we had Christmas trees up around everywhere, and we had the Magi coming to see the baby Jesus at the crib. Thank you so much to everybody who came and helped turn the church around in record quick time last Monday morning in the dismantling of the trees. Suddenly we seem to have more space everywhere around us. And it's probably similar for you at home as well. If you have a tree up at home, it's come down and suddenly the space is there. I decided to try not to fill the space left behind the tree, and instead to try somehow to get into my study in order to find all the stuff that was there, which can now be thrown out. So good luck to me this year trying to sort out my study. But anyway, beginning of a new year, beginning of a new me. But it's like the beginning of a journey. A new year, a new time, a new start. Like I said, last week we were considering about the Epiphany. We were considering about the Magi coming to see baby Jesus, bringing with them their gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. That's in Matthew chapter 2. And Matthew chapter 2 ends with the Holy Family making their way to Egypt to escape Herod. And then news comes to them that Herod has died. And they then make their way back, carefully back, out of Egypt, back up to Galilee, to Nazareth, where Jesus grows up. We then turn the page, and in the space of 6 days, Jesus is now 30 years old. How time flies. And we have in Matthew's Gospel the reading that we had this morning of Jesus going to the Jordan to be baptized by his cousin, as we know, John the Baptist. People often ask, why was Jesus baptized? After all, he was the Son of God, somebody who we believe lived completely without sin. Why was he baptized? Well, there's possible many reasons. We know John the Baptist didn't want to do it. We get told that in the Synoptic Gospels, that he felt, quite understandably, completely unworthy to do it. But Jesus, in the lovely words in Matthew's Gospel, says, no, let it be so now. Meaning at this point, this is your ministry. We all get called to do a ministry. And we all of us feel that we're unworthy to do that ministry that we've been called to do. It's a natural thing to feel. But God is there with us, helping us in whatever that ministry is that we're called to do. But actually, it's quite good to stand shoulder to shoulder with John and to question, to say, oh, I don't feel worthy to do that. But Jesus saying, no, let it be so for now. Let it be so for now that this is what we're going to do. And in baptism, we always need somebody to baptize a person. You can't baptize yourself. That's one thing you can't do with baptism. You can't do your own water, or you can't go off down to Western Supermare high tide and throw yourself under and say, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and there you are baptized. And in the Anglican Church, once you're baptized, and in whatever denomination you're baptized in, we recognize all baptisms, but you only need to be baptized once, and that is it. But baptism always marks the start of something new. Always marks the start of the beginning of a journey. That's why the font is historically at the door of a church. It marks the beginning of your journey into the church. It's symbolically there to say that you're by the door, you've entered in, and you've entered into a new life with Christ through the waters of baptism. This year, I've decided to do something slightly different with the crib, which those of you who have been to have a quick look at the crib before the service, or have got incredibly good eyesight, will have noticed, in that we just have baby Jesus and the star in the crib. And throughout Epiphany, we're going to be building up an Epiphany crib with different symbols of Epiphany in it. So the Magi have gone, but they have left with them gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, depicted by three gifts there that I've put in the crib. And today, on this special feast day, the feast day of the baptism of Christ, we're going to be thinking about the symbols of baptism. The most obvious symbol of baptism is, of course, water. We all need water. You need water to wash yourself clean, to make you clean, but you need water to live. Without water, we can't hydrate ourselves. We cannot live without water. Jesus is the living water. The water that helps us to live, helps us to live our life with Christ. Yes, there's the symbol of washing clean, but there's also the symbol of life that we have in water as well. I'll pop that in our Epiphany crib. Then we have the oil that we always use in baptism here. The oil to anoint the candidate. In the Old Testament, kings and queens are anointed to show that they're part of a royal family. And we are anointed at baptism to show that we're part of a royal family with God. And of course, our king was anointed at his coronation as well. That all happened behind the screen, so we didn't see what was going on. But in baptism, it's very publicly anointed. And so I put the oils of baptism into our Epiphany crib as well. And then next to the water, probably one of the most famous things in a baptism is the candle, is the baptism candle that we have. Jesus being the light of the world, the light no darkness can quench. And at baptism, this is always lit from the Paschal candle, the Easter candle, taking that light, that glory of Easter, to the candidate who has just been baptized. And on our baptism candles here, we have the symbols. We have the dove showing the Holy Spirit. Because a baptism in the Synoptic Gospels was the first time that the Trinity is united. We have the voice of God the Father from heaven. We have Jesus, God the Son, obviously the rivers of Jordan. And we have the Holy Spirit descending on him in the shape of the dove, the combination of the Trinity, the affirmation that Jesus needs. So we have the Holy Spirit in the dove, we have the waters of baptism in the font, and we have the cross in the middle. The cross telling us about Jesus, but also being the symbol of salvation. And this brings me on to something that we quite often skirt over at baptism. But it was partially in our reading from the Acts of the Apostles this morning, when St. Peter is talking to the people about the history of salvation, and when he says about Jesus was put upon the tree to die, and then was laid in the tomb, but then rose again. At baptism, we symbolically go through that as well. We go through the death of Jesus on the cross to be raised again. And that's why when you have full immersion baptisms, you have a full immersion baptism. It's going down through the waters. Down through the waters, yes, to wash you clean, but also to share in Jesus' death before rising again. Looking forward, as we do, always towards the glory of Easter and the resurrection, knowing that that's what Jesus came to tell us about. And Jesus came to break for us the sin of death. So at the beginning of his ministry, at the beginning of his life, Jesus knew what his ministry was going to be. We're told in Luke's Gospel that when the shepherds leave, that Mary pondered these things in her heart. She prayed, she pondered, she wondered about the things that had happened, knowing where the direction was going to be going. So in our Epiphany crib, I'm going to put this stone, which has been painted for Easter Sunday, stone to represent, of course, the stone put across the grave. But also, on the front of it, the stone, we have the cross, the symbol of salvation, the symbol of what gives us the bridge between us and God. That death is broken when the stone is rolled away and the tomb is empty. So I put this into our Epiphany crib as well. Jesus knew the direction he was going on. Jesus went to the Jordan. Jesus went to be baptized, knowing that the 3-year journey would lead him to the cross, but also the 3-year journey would lead him to the tomb, the empty tomb, and the resurrection. But he went on that journey. Let us use our Epiphany crib this year to help us with our new journeys in the new year as a map for our faith to lead us on our way. Always focused on the cross as we go, led by the light and love of Christ. Amen.